Stokes? The Rausch's head hung down, his chest slowly lifting up and then falling, unconscious but alive. Shax stood in front of Teo, a toothy grin plastered across his face. Next to Shax, a larger, bulky shiitake glared at Teo. Shax lifted his chin, staring up at the large shiitake.
My sire, I got him.
Shax stammered.
Yes, I see.
The bigger one tilted its head, examining his captive with its dark crimson eyes, revealing the long scar dug across its right eye. Teo cringed at the sight of the massive beast, especially the dried blood crusted on his snout. Its overwhelming odor, far worse than the others, dank, sour, pungent, filled Teo's nostrils, making him dizzy and lightheaded.
Hello, Teo.
The creature's gravelly voice rattled Teo's bones.
I am Ruza, and I've brought you here for a very special reason. Would you like to know what it is?
Teo opened his mouth to speak, but what he wanted to say wouldn't come out.
All eyes of those gathered on the sandy cove of the Great Lake were fixed on him as he made his way to the top of the rocky bluff.
Brothers and sisters of the desert realm, my heart is lifted by seeing you all here. I only wish it were under brighter circumstances. Hillmaken has found and unearthed the Venom Stone, and has again been using it to build an army. And now, he has attacked our king and queen.
He paused for a moment and took in a deep, slow breath. His voice remained strong and calm as he prepared to deliver more bad news.
The venomous ones have taken the Unikestri. They will attempt to fulfill their dark prophecies and convert all who dwell in the desert. They mean to bring war to us.
A murmur of worry quickly spread through the gathering of animals. There was concern, because Hanu, who had not been seen for over 70 years, now stood before them and delivered dark and dangerous news. He was one of the oldest and wisest of the elders of the desert realm. Many had only heard stories of him, but had never seen him with their own eyes.
I was horrified. Immediately I turned to Technocrat. We've got to save these people. We have to change them back to normal. But he just shook his little head and said,
It's not possible. Once they've turned to stone, their blood hardens and stops flowing. I'm afraid they're gone.
I was so outraged, we all were, that I knew we had to catch Alligator immediately before he could do this to anyone else. But he was gone. Dad suggested we split into search teams to cover more ground. I partnered with Makeshift, but we couldn't find Alligator anywhere. I suggested Makeshift port to the top of a building to get a more panoramic view. I figured I'd be okay for a few seconds alone. And that's when I spotted him. Two yellow eyes darting back and forth from beneath a truck. Then he emerged, big, green, and muscular, dragging a long tail behind him. He was carrying a sack and scampered like lightning to the manhole. Then he lifted the cover like it was nothing, hopped inside, and closed it behind him. If I hadn't seen him, he would have gotten away with it, but that wasn't going to happen on my watch. I briefly considered calling in the rest of the Freedom Force, but I figured I could handle it. I mean, I'm part of the team now, and here was my chance to show them how much I've grown. If I could get close enough, I could simply negate his powers. Then he wouldn't be so dangerous.